Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 18th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Val. How you doing, Val?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Very happy to have you on. Another new voice to add to the cacophony of voices. I don't know. Very, very excited to have you with me.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. We are here to talk about everything going on the Big Brother 20 live feeds and what happened with them yesterday. Everything that's happening yesterday. Oh, it's all about yesterday. So let's get into it. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. We started the day. Tyler and Scotty were talking. They're gonna have a couple of conversations throughout the day. We talked a lot about them the previous day and how Scotty had kind of caught on to Tyler's game, mostly because of his knowledge that Tyler knew about Sam's power and pretended not to. And so they're going to talk about Sam's power a little bit. Tyler's going to say, like, I don't think Sam's going to use it. Like, don't worry about it. And you know, Scotty, to his credit, is very much hiding the fact here that that he was very, very mad at Tyler the previous night.
Right. I think he felt played by him and both Sam. But yeah, I think Scotty is all over the place. It kind of reminds me of like Johnny Mac. Like, you don't know what he's going to do. Yeah. You don't know what he's thinking. He's just everywhere. And I think Scotty is starting to get scared because, you know, does Sam have a power? Does GC have a power? Does Brett have a power? Like, he has no idea what's going to go on or if it's going to turn around on him. And the fact that he can't play the next HOH, I think he's starting to get a little worried.
Yeah, for sure. He's definitely worried about Sam's power, and he's going to talk to Caitlin as well after this. And he's going to express like concern about, like, you know, Sam has this power. She asked me to use the HOH room to have a meeting with Brett. That really worries me, because if she's going to use the power on Brett, like, this could really screw me over. I don't like this. But Caitlin also feels like, don't worry. I don't think she's going to use it on Brett. A lot of different people are going to try to reassure Scotty that don't, like, the power's not going to get used. Don't worry about this.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Caitlin also is going to try to help cover for Tyler a little bit more from yesterday, saying like, oh yeah, I don't know, like, I don't think Tyler knew before, but then I told him after I told you, and so now he knows, and it seemed like he like already knew, but that's probably because you told him after I talked to you, and you know, all of this stuff. And it kind of makes sense, but I don't think Scotty like fully buys like that Tyler wasn't lying to him at this point. It's just but I think there's a little bit of doubt, like, okay, maybe Tyler's not the evil genius mastermind that I thought he was the previous day, but I don't know, I'm not super convinced, I think is Scotty's position here.
Right. And I think also that he felt so comfortable with Sam, and to know that Sam of all people had the power, and the fact that, you know, the other night she's like laying under the bed talking to Scotty and Tyler, pinky promising, you know, put me up on the block, and now she's like running wild, getting scared, and, you know, bringing Brett up to the HOH room, and then bringing Rockstar and Haley after the fact. Like, and the fact that Sam doesn't talk game with anybody doesn't make like Scotty feel any better, because he can't even tell where Sam's at. So I think it's just kind of making like Scotty a little more paranoid.
Yes. Yeah. Scotty was not having a great day yesterday. Caitlin is also going to talk to Scotty about how mad she is at Brett because of his speech during the veto ceremony and how offensive it was that he was making fun of her psychic abilities.
It was a personal attack.
Yes.
She can't help it. Oh, my goodness. She is such a mess. But I mean, I kind of like love to have her. Like she's life feeds gold. I mean, oh,
yes. They better hope there's no psychics in the audience watching this episode because they're going to be very, very annoyed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, her and her hits and everything else. I mean, yeah. Like, so I'm so excited for today to know like what exactly was said in this like veto speech. Like I'm more excited to hear this veto speech than Tyler and TKO tonight. Like I need to like figure this out.
Man, what a packed night. Tyler and TKO and we get Brett's veto speech. That's a very good point. Yes, excited for tonight. We will of course be live after the episode to recap it. We also had Rockstar and Sam having a conversation. Rockstar, there are a few different funny things that happened yesterday. Rockstar is now convinced that JC has a power because she quote unquote like caught him when he was half asleep and asked him if he had a power and he was like, yeah. And she was like, how long does it last? He was like 6 weeks. And like, would you use it on anyone? No, I only use it on myself. She's like, okay. So JC has a power. He can only use it. He's only going to use it on himself. It's good for 6 weeks. That's fine. I wasn't going to nominate him anyway, but now we definitely can't nominate. Like she was totally convinced, that JC has the power. And, I'll wait till a little bit later to tell you what JC has to say about this conversation. But in this moment, Rockstar is telling Sam she's convinced JC has a power. And Sam's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of funny. I didn't know where she was going to go with it. She's just like, oh, I found out who has the power. Sam's like looking out like, oh, God, like not another person. And then it turns out that it's like JC. And then she's like, oh, okay. But so they're talking about the 5 weeks and, you know, or 6 weeks and how he's only going to use it on himself. And you could just tell that like Sam is drained. She's like over these powers. She's talking about how she's not going to use it on anybody, that it's like she's done. Like today was like, or yesterday, it was not her day. Like yeah. She was just checked out.
It felt like she wanted to leave again. And for somebody who is so concerned about being mercy killed, which I still find to be an absurd term, and I keep saying it to people, hoping that they'll be like, what is that even? And because what is that even? Like, what are you talking about? Mercy killed. I guess she wants to mercy kill herself in the game. And so she's concerned that other people will want to do it too. I don't know. But it's very strange. She tells Rockstar that, yes, her power expires this week. This was on instruction from Tyler. He told her to say this. And then she also said she's not going to use it because it's not fair. Not fair, her power. So she's not even going to use, she's not even going to tell what it is because it's so unfair.
Right. But I mean, this is Big Brother, like it's not fair, but I mean, this season's cast is just all about fairness and not being mean. We can't backdoor. It's like, this is Big Brother. Like this is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But
no, I do. I wish that every person who had a power from a twist had this same philosophy. No, let's just not use them. They're not fair. It make the show worse. That would be my favorite season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Paul could be like, oh, yeah, I'm safe for the next 4 weeks, but I'm not going to play HOH. It's not fair. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So Sam's just checked out. She's like over it. And I think she's just, or she, we know that she's irritated now with Caitlin because she only told Caitlin, Casey, and Tyler, and now the whole house knows, which still surprises me. Like, after all this time, how is like Scotty the last one to know about this power when her and Scotty are so close? I mean, here the other night, Sam's quizzing the bros about, do you know Scotty's birthday? Do you know this? Do you know that? But yet, like, she hasn't told him about the power. It's just very weird to me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
And I think that's, I think that's part of like why Scotty is so hurt by, he feels like who's Sam? Like if she's so close to me and then didn't tell me, she must not be close to me. But, what he doesn't realize is that like Sam's just a weirdo. And like, that's why.
Yeah. I think too, from the, interview with Ross before the season started, he was talking about how he doesn't like trust girls, and if they're nice to him, that there's an agenda. So I think Scotty's like guard is up, or his insecurities about girls, which we thought Haley was going to be that one girl for him, but it turns out that it was Sam. And I think that it hit Scotty the wrong, or it hit Scotty a little bit harder, because I think Sam was like the least person he expected to feel like not sure about of like all the girls there.
Yeah, that's a good point actually, because there has been talk about like Scotty maybe having a crush on Sam, and we know that he is kind of on the lookout for women that are going to be playing him, so maybe the fact that he felt like a little bit connected and then realized, oh crap, maybe she was playing me, like it's right. It's cutting even deeper, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yes. So Rockstar is then going to relay her conversation with Sam to Bailey, Scotty, and Caitlin. Again, kind of giving Scotty reassurance. Sam said she's not going to use the power. Don't worry about it. And Scotty's like, okay, good. Okay, good. And so he's going to feel okay about that. Winston is going to do some campaigning throughout the day. He campaigns pretty poorly to Tyler. Basically telling Tyler, Here's what I want to do. I want to stay this week. I can be a really good asset, and I'm going to be a really good asset by throwing the next HOH competition and fading back into the background. So I'm not a target and I'm not winning power. And that's what I need to do. It's like, that is the exact opposite of what Tyler right. wants you to do. He wants you to win the next HOH so he doesn't have to, and he wants you to be a huge target in front of him. Telling him that you plan on throwing competitions and fading into the background, it does nothing for Tyler. It gives him no incentive to keep you around. I understand the sentiment, Winston, but it's not aimed in the right direction here. Very, very bad campaigning to Tyler.
Right. And that obviously didn't work for him last week. I mean, he's on the block again.
Yeah. Well, I also don't know if he's capable of fading into the background. I feel like he keeps saying like, oh, I'm the dummy that like threatened Scotty. And then in the next sentence, he's like, stupid Scotty, though. God, he's probably like this kind of person. Like, I hate him. He's not even a virgin. He listens to Nirvana.
Oh, that was so funny. How has he not kissed a girl? He listens to Nirvana. Oh, he's such a dweeb. Or it's like a vendetta against like people who like treated him poorly in high school. It's like all these different things that like the bros are trying to reassure themselves. But yeah, Winston's game is just, it's awful. It's not good. And the thing about Winston is that he just seemed so charismatic in the beginning. Like he seemed like someone that was going to do well. I mean, he said in his interview that like this game was built for him and he has great interpersonal skills. And I just don't see it. Like,
yeah, I
don't understand him.
I don't think anybody sees it.
His dog sees it.
That's true. Yeah. That's what the dogs are good for, that.
Yeah.
Finding the good in everyone.
Right.
Even Winston. So Winston is also going to campaign to Rockstar later in the day. He doesn't need to because Rockstar is already voting for him. But he does do that. I just want to, you know, just let people know he is doing something. Like little tried. Things. Yeah.
Right. Was that before or after Rockstar got stuck on the rock wall?
I believe that was after Rockstar got stuck on the rock wall. Yes, Rockstar climbed on the rock wall. Fate intervened. Their names were too similar and she got stuck up there. When she got stuck up there, the feeds went down. And I was streaming at the time on Twitch and I was like, oh, so the feeds went down. They're going to help her down, right. That's what's going on. The feeds were down for like a good 10-15 minutes, it felt like, and then they came back And she was still stuck on the wall. So they did not help her down. She was just stuck up there the whole time. She eventually just kind of dropped off and made it off the wall. But I believe it was JC, or might have been there's somebody that hates Rockstar. There are a lot of people that hate Rockstar in the house. Very much enjoyed this whole endeavor.
Everybody was out there watching, but you know, Haley jumped in and helped her get down. And yeah, it was a big production, but I mean, I bet you like Caitlin or Rachel felt like they should have done that. Like they would have got all this camera time, but
yeah.
Oh well.
My first thought was like, if I was in that house, I would absolutely like do something like that, like get stuck up on the wall and then like act really scared, like just make myself seem like really bad at competitions and like at physical things. But then I realized, you know, she was up there for a while. Kind of makes her seem like an endurance threat.
Right. Like, you know, that she could hang on.
Yeah. So that happened. Tyler is going to have a conversation with Casey. They talk about Sam and her power and how people know, but he's trying to pretend that it expires this week and all of that stuff. They also talk about the vote and how Tyler is telling people that he is going to do whatever Caitlin tells him to do. She's currently telling him to vote out Brett. He's not going to do that. Brett will be staying. And this appears to just be his strategy. We talked about this last night on the roundtable, how like, I feel like she should just say like, I'm going to vote to keep Brett. But it seems like he might just be going forward with the idea of like, I'm going to do whatever Caitlin tells me to do. I'm going to do whatever Caitlin tells me to do, right up until the vote happens. And then, I don't know what his plan is after that.
To blame Caitlin if it doesn't go right.
I guess so.
And take the credit if it, you know, goes smoothly. I mean, at least, you know, Caitlin's his fallback. I mean, So if the rest of level six is upset, well, you know, I didn't do it. Caitlin told me to do it. You know, she's a wild card. What am I supposed to do? You know, just blame Caitlin.
Yeah, he is very adamant about like anytime anybody asks him throughout the day, where are you going to vote? I'm going to do whatever Caitlin tells me to do. So I guess his plan somewhat involves Caitlin. He also threw some potential prep work about Bailey and how he knows that Bailey has had some one-on-one conversations with Brett, so that maybe people might be suspicious that Bailey did it. But this never works. Don't like, you can't blame your vote on somebody else. It doesn't work. It's one thing to like, if you're on a social strategy Sunday on Twitch and you're conflicting with somebody in Avalon or something like that, and it's like you're trying to convince somebody that you're not lying to them in a couple of minutes. But if you're living with them for days, it just doesn't work. You can't keep that lie up when somebody else is just constantly adamantly saying, no, it was not me. Yeah, I don't like this. I really feel like it's not a big deal for Tyler to vote to keep Brett. All he needs to do is be honest about it. I feel like he might be putting himself in a lot of danger by trying to mess with this Hinkie vote stuff.
Right. I mean, but maybe he feels that if he flips his vote or lies about it, he'll become the next HOH. Because, I mean, it's worked for Caitlin and Scotty. So
it's very true.
Maybe that's the strategy.
The worst HOH to have, though, considering it's automatically nullified by Sam's power.
Right. So, yeah, at this point, I don't know what Tyler's trying to do. He's playing too hard. Then he kind of steps back and tries to make Caitlin take the lead. And then he just lies when he doesn't have to. I mean, he should have learned also from the bros that, you know, lying over votes and things like that get you in trouble. And now they're up and one of them's going home. So, I mean, lie about good things. Don't lie about something stupid that, you know, like a vote. I mean, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. You know, everyone's happy, or most of the people are happy. Faute at least is happy for one of them to at least go. I mean, Scott even says he doesn't care which one. So, I mean, why lie?
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like everybody's lying or trying to figure out where everyone else is at. And everyone wants to keep Brett, but sometimes it even seems like they all start talking about voting out Brett. And it kind of confuses me because I'm just like, you just said you want to keep Brett. Now you guys are talking about how it's good to vote Brett out and then keep Winston. But then when they talk to other people, it's like, oh no, we're keeping Brett. We're voting. I don't know. It's Brett staying, but you know, just within the dialogue, you just kind of get lost in it. Sometimes it's a little crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, and as much as I'm like, Tyler, this is a bad move, I really want Tyler to continue to lie about it, because it would make for the third vote in a row where there is at least one hinky vote, which would be just very fun. And it would also be the third vote in a row where it's a like very, very split vote, within one or two votes going either way. I am hoping for it, but I'm also kind of hoping, honestly, I wish something would happen to make Sam use the power, because we've had a good week this week, and if Sam just used the power at the end and surprised everyone, then we won't have to sit through next week knowing that the power is going to be used anyway, which I feel like there's a chance it could be still a fun week if nobody knows that the power is going to be used, and say Bailey uses her power and a bunch of stuff happens. But I'm really worried that like the second the HOH competition happens and they start talking about nominations, we're all just going to be like, yeah, but does this really even matter? Because they're just going to come back immediately.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, too, Tyler knows this. I mean, he's the only one that could probably get away with flipping the vote. But everyone else right now is very paranoid about who they're going to vote for and wanting to keep the votes unanimous due to the Sam's power and what they think the actual power or what they think the power is versus what the actual power is. So, I mean, tomorrow's votes are going to be pretty interesting. I mean, am I making sense?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely excited for the vote. I feel like there's a lot of the idea that sometimes the HOH competition happens, and then if somebody wins it, the outcome is obvious, then there's not much to watch after the episode on Thursday. But with votes like this, there's always good stuff to watch. There's always drama happening. You know, like Fessy's going to be like, what? Oh, I'm so confused. I don't understand this game. I'm just so confused. Caitlin, Haley, tell me what's happening. So that'll be fun, right?
He annoyed me so much yesterday. I think he's just trying to sit pretty until jury and hoping that, you know, he gets with either Haley or Caitlin.
Yes.
That's all. Like, that's his only like motive or concern. He has no game.
Yeah. Fessy does have a conversation, before Casey and Tyler end their conversation, Casey lets Tyler know, just so you know, Rockstar's trying to form an all-women alliance, and Tyler's like, yeah, I heard about that. Like, Rockstar thinks she's being so sneaky.
How can she be sneaky but be, like, everywhere all at the same time? Like, she thinks she's incognito. Like, no, you talk too much and you have purple hair. Like, you are not sneaking around. Like, you are not secretive.
Yeah, like, everybody knows about this secret plan for a women's alliance. It's just not going to work. So Fessy has a conversation with JC. He asks JC about this power. And this is the power that Rockstar, if you remember back to, 10 minutes ago when we were talking about this, Rockstar thinks JC has a power because she caught him half asleep, and asked him about this this power app. And so Fessy was like, JC, do you have a power? Because Rockstar said you had a power. And JC was like, no. You think I would tell Rockstar if I had a power? She's the last person I would tell I had a power. I was just like messing with her. She was like thinking that she was catching me half asleep. So I was just like, yeah, sure, I have a power. JC obviously does not have a power, but Rockstar now is convinced he does. And just because he was messing with her.
Yeah, she's letting the world know. And JC, I feel like he is like JC is a closet super fan and a closet genius. Like, some of the things that he comes up with and the things that he says, I'm just like, you know more than what you're trying to lead on to. He's an interesting person to watch. I mean, I think him and Caitlin are my favorite to watch on the live feeds. Like, they're just always up to no good.
Well, it's funny because like by him messing with Rockstar like that could keep him safe theoretically, because if somebody from Fauci wins, then Rockstar is going to be like, don't nominate JC. He's just going to save himself with his power. Let's just wait. Who cares about JC right now? We've got other targets. We don't need to nominate JC. If she just continues to believe it. That said, you know, Fessy obviously now knows that JC doesn't have a power. He could always let them know. But I feel like Fessy genuinely likes JC and feels like close to JC. I don't know. You know, for as much as Fessy has been keeping Bailey's secret, I feel like he would also keep JC's secret if JC wants people to believe he has a power. We uncovered the mystery of why Rockstar thinks JC has a power in this conversation with Fessy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just want to like figure out, I'm just wondering if like they think also Brett has the power. So if they think Brett has the power, they think JC has the power. Sam has the power, but it expires this week. I mean, I don't know.
There's a conversation with JC and Rockstar later in the day where they're trying to figure out, and JC is talking about how he's convinced that Caitlyn has the power because Caitlyn was describing one of the apps. And that's because Sam described the apps to Caitlyn. But they don't know that. So JC is saying that Caitlyn was describing one of the apps the other day. So he's convinced that Caitlyn has it. And he's like, and I also think Brett has it. And then Rockstar was like, no, Brett doesn't have one, because if you have one and Sam has one and Caitlyn has one, then that's three. Then Brett can't have one. He's like, oh, yeah, right. So it's just it's crazy.
Right. He's too much, but I'm hoping to see JC and Fezzy form a strong alliance, and I hope to see them see how far they could take it. What cracks me up about them is the fact that, well, I think it was last Wednesday's episode where he talked about he told JC reminds him of like his little dog back at home. But I feel like JC is more of the owner, and he kind of made Fezzy his little dog, like the way he like tells him what to do and like directs him everywhere, which I kind of think that was kind of funny, the irony in it all. Like, I think like Fessy's JC's pet.
and I also like love the relationships in the sense that like they have this like passive aggressive relationship with each other too, where JC is constantly like undermining people like who think that Fessy is attractive, and yes. Fessy really like that really gets under Fessy's skin. Like, he really likes the attention from the women, and so anytime JC is like undermining that, he's like, he gets so annoyed. I love that.
Yeah, I think it was like today or was it yesterday where Fessy was working out with like olive oil all over him, and he was like looking at himself in the mirror, and JC's yelling at him to like stop touching everything and go outside, like no one wants to look at you. And I don't know, they're too much. I was literally like busting up laughing. Like, it was, my husband's looking at me from across the room like I'm weird, but I mean, no, JC cracks me up.
Yes. So Tyler and Scotty are going to have a conversation again about Sam's power. Tyler's trying to do some damage control, realizing that I might have gotten caught. And he tries to say, like, I had heard some speculation beforehand about Sam's power, but I didn't know for sure. They do kind of, again, this kind of seems like it's repairing the damage a little bit, but it's hard to tell because I never really heard back from Scotty about how he's feeling about Tyler now. They talk about being a little bit worried about Sam, why Sam didn't tell them about the power in the first place, and you know what they want to do moving forward in the game. You know, Tyler trying to reassure Scotty that this was a good week, and that he did good work, and that they can move forward together well. So it seemed like a good conversation, but you know, for all I know, there's still like daggers in Scotty's mind heading toward Tyler's back.
Oh no, like Scotty is, he's out for blood. I mean, like he said, he wants a target and like to hit him from the front, not from the back. And the fact that Tyler is lying to him, like straight to his face, I think even though he seems very cool and calm while talking to Tyler, like I think there's so much going through his mind, which kind of makes me wonder, is that why he's trying to talk more with Casey. And Casey, by the way, we're seeing her more and more everywhere, talking to everyone. And it's very nice to see. It's shocking to see, but I mean, she's more than just, you know, furniture. But back to Tyler and Scotty. Yeah, I think Scotty is just trying to, I think Scotty wants Tyler to tell the truth and is waiting for him to tell the truth. And the fact that he's not, I think, is just kind of more of a reason why Scotty's getting worried, because I think Tyler's the one person he thought that he could trust besides Sam. And those are the two people that he sees that are lying to him.
Yeah. It's a tricky situation. I definitely need to, you know, if we see this on the episode, I want to know more about like where Scotty's head is at, because it definitely seemed like he cooled down a bit from the previous night. But he's definitely got to be suspicious of Tyler. So that's something we got to look out for as the days move on. Bailey, Haley, and Rockstar did talk about Tyler, also, and Caitlin, of course, as they do. They have like daily conversations about like, we need to backdoor Tyler, only a backdoor, which again is exactly what Tyler would like. Right. And also Bailey again is more about backdoor, and Caitlin, she would prefer to do that, you know, that's just wait until jury though. That's what I'm saying, Bailey. Caitlin and Brett have a conversation. This is, you know, she's going to demand an apology from Brett. He does apologize. She's trying to figure out like, are we good? Like this conversation seems like it's one of those reconciliation things where like, okay, never mind. You know, we got heated in the moment. I will vote for you. No, not the case. She says, I will vote for you if you tell me who told you I was coming for you. And he's like, well, I don't want to make any impulsive decisions here. I don't want to like do anything that's going to jeopardize my position or anything like that. She very, very adamant that he tell her what happened. And also criticizes him for making fun of her, in the veto speech and all of this stuff. It's more crazy Caitlin stuff.
Yeah, she was crying, and the fact that she was saying how she loved him and she felt he's one of the people that she felt the closest to, and you know, she was her true friend, and how maybe she takes relationships seriously. I mean, she went on and on and on, and you could just tell the look of Brett's face, like he just wanted to just say whatever he had to say and like get out. And I was wondering, like, couldn't Caitlin see Brett's aura? Like he did not care. Like he just was just waiting for her to just get it all out of her system. And I mean, and the fact that Caitlin was saying too, that, you know, she's hoping that things get better once like she's out of the house, cause she's going to stay. And she's pretty much saying like, you're going, I mean, I don't understand how she would think that Brett would tell her who's talking, or I just don't understand this whole relationship. I mean, I don't know if Brett was speaking game to her before the cameras, and actually we don't know what happened before the cameras. We don't know what really went on between them, or is this all a delusion in Caitlin's mind? Like, we have no idea like what's going on with her. And she keeps Brett, and I hope that Brett like wins HOH and goes after her.
And in the middle of this conversation, she gets a hit. I'm shaking. My skin feels hot. Does my skin feel hot? Touch me and feel if my skin is hot. Brett's gonna have Brett's gonna have some thoughts about that after the conversation.
Oh yes, he let it all out later on.
I feel like what more is there to say about, like, every day she does something new.
She's beating a dead horse, and she just needs to let it go. And the fact that she's telling him that, you know, her family is not gonna like him, and that, you know, I'm surprised she didn't bring up her boyfriend and how her boyfriend's gonna be disappointed in him. Like, I just
Yes, I almost forgot. There was one conversation that she had. I think it was with Haley and Fessy, where she was like, "Okay, guys, I have a secret I need to tell you."
Oh, yes.
And Fessy was like, "You don't have a boyfriend," and Haley was like, "You're like related to Nicole Richie." and then she was like, "No, it's not that. I'm not related to Nicole Richie." And Fessy was like, "You don't have a boyfriend, definitely." And she was like, "No, I have a boyfriend."
Maybe not.
I mean, to be fair, like I think most of Twitter thought that maybe the boyfriend was made up until he came out and made a statement.
Still think he's made up. I think it's I think that they are maybe probably not made up. I think they're probably broken up or something. Because either that or she's just really crazy. I mean, how do you act that way and think that you're still going to have a boyfriend when you get out? I mean, I don't know. It's beyond.
Yes, I think her secret was that she has coached some famous people. That's totally. I definitely believe you, Caitlin. Can you imagine being a famous person and like thinking, you know, who I need as a life coach? Caitlin. Yeah, from Big Brother 20.
I mean, I can't even think of like what celebrity would actually hire her.
You know,
Spencer Pratt. I mean, if he's considered a celebrity.
Thinking about it, famous people are probably the only people crazy enough to hire Caitlin as a life coach. The certain ones, at least. So that happened. She is still going to vote Brett out after the conversation. She tells Tyler this and Fessy this. Tyler has a conversation with Brett and Angela about Sam's power and why she's not using it this week. Tyler says that, now that everyone knows that Sam has the power, they're threatening her not to use it. And so that's why she doesn't want to use it this week. Just trying to cover for her. Brett does ask like, well, if it expires this week, why not use it? And Tyler's like, well, maybe it doesn't expire this week. Who knows? Maybe it doesn't. And if it didn't, then maybe it would make sense for her to save it. So he's trying to have it both ways, get the lie out that it expires this week, but then also get the excuse that maybe it doesn't, which is why it might not be used. And so that's going on there. JC is going to have another conversation with Fessy, where he's going to try to convince Fessy to keep Brett this week. He's trying to give Fessy some reasons to do so. He says Brett is now pissed at Caitlin. He's coming at Caitlin. He'd put Rockstar up on the block next to her. He would not come after Fessy, whereas Winston would come after Fessy because for reasons. And Brett is also a bigger target ahead of Fessy. Once Brett goes, then Fessy jumps up the list on the list of targets. So maybe it would make sense to keep Brett in the house. And it's seems like it's kind of working on Fessy a little bit in this conversation.
Right. It made sense to me. I mean, he made me a believer. I think Fessy, you have no idea what's going on in his head. He's just kind of like laying there, just whatever. But I mean, he's more concerned about Brett winning HOHs and vetoes while, you know, JC is trying to remind him that it's not just about winning or getting, or it's not just about the competitions, it's about, you know, the target you're painting on your back. And yeah, I mean, I think it's starting to stick to Fessy, but I think also he's worried about his core alliance because him and JC are both on separate sides and they're targeting each other's people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So another point he brings up about Brett is that also Brett's involved in like a love triangle with Angela and Rachel.
Oh, yes.
He's like, Rachel wants to get into Brett's pants, but Brett likes Angela. And Fessy's like, is that really? He's like, no. This Rachel told me when we had no mics on, like Big Brother doesn't even know this conversation happened. I don't know if I fully believe JC. He makes up a lot of stuff, but it's certainly possible that this happened when the feeds were down and they had no mics on. Apparently, Rachel wants Brett, I imagine JC is at the very least exaggerating, because he also says that Brett wants Angela, which I feel like is probably a significant exaggeration. But he's trying to play up this this love triangle thing and how there's drama there. And that's another reason to keep Brett.
Right. And the kind of funny thing is the fact that the Angela and Rachel are also trying to plan a love triangle as well later on within the weeks. And so this lie might work and it might not come back to haunt JC because the girls are planning to do the exact same thing. So it's kind of funny how they're both kind of scheming the same thing of a love triangle.
Yeah. Another funny thing he talks about in this conversation, he says, we should not touch Tyler because he is stupid. Tyler's just a dummy.
Yes.
He's just Caitlin's minion. If we get Caitlin out, then Tyler will be our puppet. It would be perfect. Tyler's the perfect, minion.
We ask him to tell stories about the beach and he'll do whatever we want him to do.
Yeah. So that's very funny stuff. And like I said, I feel like he kind of broke through to Fessy a little bit, because after this conversation, Fessy's going to go to Scotty and be like, Scotty, like, why should I vote, Brett out? Like, is there a reason that we're doing these things? And Scotty's basically like, I don't, look, you can go either way. I don't care. Both of them have to go. So I could maybe see Fessy kind of, exploring other options at the very least. And I do think that his alliance will kind of like put him back into his place and be like, no, we need Brett out. But I do think that JC kind of put a little bit of doubt into Fessy's head here.
Yeah, I think it might work. And the fact that Scotty is saying that he's neutral either way, even though I do think he's in favor of Brett going before Winston. I mean, he brought up a good point, though, too, that, Winston's been on the block twice already. It's only week three. And usually the ones that they keep on putting on the block make it further into the game. So, I mean, even Rockstar, or who it was I was mentioning, if Rockstar won HOH, that she would put Winston up with Angela because she wants to, like, F with Winston's mind. Like, his mind's already, like, he's already, like, broken down. And she wants to, like, kind of torment him a little bit more. I think that was Caitlin telling Scotty that.
Yes. So that was basically the day. But just when you think the day has ended, right at the end here, we get another dose of controversy, again, stemming from JC. He is having a conversation with Bailey. And she talks about a derogatory word toward dwarves. He says that you can't use that word. That's like using, the F word for gay people, the N word for black people. And Bailey says, you cannot do that. That is not okay. And he's like, what? I'm just using it as an example.
Explaining it to you.
Yes. And she's like, no. And then the feed's cut. And then when they come back, they are apparently arguing in the room and people are trying to listen in. We don't see any of it. They talk for a little while, just the two of them. And then they come out and they have apparently sort of like come to some kind of conclusion, but JC is still kind of annoyed, afterward, kind of what's the problem here? A very, very long argument. Yes, I should emphasize. Just more of what are you doing? What are we all doing here? Why can't we be smarter about this?
Right. I mean, I think JC's biggest mistake there was not apologizing, but he also stated that he has a lot of pride, and the fact that, he might not have meant it and it could have been an accident. Like he said, he was trying to explain, but the fact that he showed no remorse afterwards was kind of a bad look. And, the whole situation just got blown out of proportion. But during the day, JC seems like he was kind of breaking down a bit. He was talking about with Brett earlier in the day, how, he doesn't like feeling locked up he doesn't like, you know, he misses his life at home. And, you know, they're talking a lot about different things. We could just tell that, you know, the game's, I think, starting to get to him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that in general, you know, it's first of all, you know, being broadcast live 24/7 is probably not the place to have a conversation about, you know, whether or not it's appropriate to say words. That's just asking for trouble, on both sides. But especially, right. You know, if you're talking to somebody who is a person of color and they tell you that they don't want you saying that word, I don't feel like you should argue with them. That's my stance. I feel like just apologize,
right?
You know, but he's very prideful. He's very stubborn, and he didn't want to. And people are asking. Bailey did say the derogatory term for dwarves as well, and so that's kind of, I think, part of why he felt justified. Which isn't to say that it was justified, but just to get the facts out there, because I know a lot of people kind of feel like she crossed a line as well. So yes.
She said it twice, and she said it after the fact that he said he likes to think of himself as 5 foot, not 4 foot eight. So he's establishing that he doesn't like to look at himself like a little person. And then she kept on kind of calling him a dwarf before saying the M word. And you could tell like JC was trying to kind of not have it. But then he did explain it, and that's when, you know, the line was crossed on his side. But from my observations the last few days, it seems like Bailey's kind of been poking at JC a little bit, kind of seeing how far she could kind of go with him at different things. It doesn't make what JC said okay. But I mean, I think she's been kind of messing with him a little bit.
I do remember, I don't remember exactly what the conversation was, but I do remember they did have a conversation. I think it was about like words to talk about gay people. And she might've said something wrong, and he was like, don't worry about it. You know, I'm trying to, you know, that this is a good opportunity for me to teach you. But I don't want to speak out of turn, cause I don't remember the exact context of the conversation, but I do think this has been kind of a recurring thing between the two of them. You know, let's just be better, you know, people, and better on the feeds, and not have to, you know, get not give these TMZ writers money for just spewing out whatever's happening on the live feeds.
Right. And it doesn't make it any better for JC after this was after him and Rockstar had this huge like political debate. So it's kind of like JC was on a roll last night.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
His voice was like going out. He was like cracking.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Okay, so on a positive note for JC, I kind of found it funny that when him and Brett were talking earlier that day that he met Rachel Riley 8 years ago and met Jose before he came here, and he said that he was like pretending as a prank to be a fangirl. And the fact that he knew who they were kind of makes me wonder, like, is JC really a super fan? Like, is he, how into the show is he?
I honestly, I would guess that it's mostly just, you know, having watched stuff in Sequester, but, you know, it does, like, if he knew about them beforehand, you know, you're right. Like, I don't really know how much, you know, how much he knows. It's very confusing, because I'm pretty sure I remember him being like, he did, like, it seemed like he knew absolutely nothing of the show, going in, but he definitely seems to know a lot more inside the house.
I think he knows more than what he's leading on to. I think he's trying to build this character of like, I'm Latin, I have an accent, you know, I think you said it before that he's kind of, you know, has this thick accent and kind of using that as like a cover. Mm-hmm. But really like he has like more things going on than we're aware of. And, you know, I think we're starting to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a lot of knowledge. He has a, you know, maybe a little body, but he has a big brain.
I think he would really enjoy that. All right. So that's what we've got for you today. Sorry to have to end it on the sort of bummer note, but it happened at the very end of the day, which, you know, every single night, there's always something that I got to wake up to.
Right. It did end with Sam baking, though, with Brett till like 3 a.m. And I'm thinking that Brett is trying to push, you know, Sam using the power. And the fact that as he was baking, JC whispered to her to vote for Brett and like keep it hush hush. So I'm kind of wondering if
keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut. But I'm wondering if, you know, her wheels are starting to turn maybe.
Yes.
And that's why she's so like to herself. I think she's, you know, I think if she does make the decision to use the power, she wants to have it be on her terms and not feel like she's being used or, you know, what's going to happen after the fact of, you know, choosing a side.
Yes. And they are pointing on the chat. She did also cry by herself last night. And then there's also this happens almost every night. I don't usually bring it up, but like Fessy and Haley had more awkward, uncomfortable interactions. He was being really creepy, as he is with her.
He was so creepy. Did you see that, you know, when during the time that the live feeds went back up, he went to bed and JC and Brett were talking, and then you see like on cameras 3 and 4, he's like on one bed, Haley's on the other, and he's like reaching across, like scratching her back, like as she's sleeping. And I'm just sitting there like, are you kidding? Like, it was so weird. I don't know. He's
he
is something else.
I just like it makes me so uncomfortable. Like I imagine that you're Haley and that's it. Like if you don't want him to be like, and you're just like lying there, like, and you wake up and he's scratching your back from the other, like, it's just like,
he's probably thinking like, Brett gives her massages, like, I could give her a better one. Look what I can do. Vote him out and I could take over.
Yeah. So yeah, these people. All right. Fessy's creepy. I guess I don't say it enough, because it happens often that he's being kind of a creep. In case you weren't aware, he's pretty creepy. All right. That's all we've got for you today. I hope we got through this, okay. Lots of stuff to talk about, lots of unfortunate things to talk about, but also lots of good gameplay to talk about. The season is still good despite the unfortunate controversies. Yes, that's what we got for you today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Val, where can people find you?
Oh, you don't want to find me.
There you go. You don't want to find her.
I'm not that special.
You did great. You did great. Some people don't use Twitter. That's fine. I was one of those people before all this crazy nonsense.
I just joined Twitter to see what everyone else is talking about. Like, I think it was after last year wanting to see the Raven exposed party.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, I need a Twitter to check this out.
There you go. All right. So, thank you everyone for joining us. Of course, we will be live tonight after the Wednesday episode. Tyler's going to be on TKO. Brett's gonna give his psych veto speech. We're gonna see some fun stuff tonight, and I believe Rob, Melissa, and Brent will be there to recap it live after the episode. And then tomorrow night, I will be on. I don't know if the guest has been announced, so I'm not gonna jump the gun there. But we've got a pretty good guest tomorrow night, and I will be on with Rob and that guest to recap the eviction episode of Big Brother 20. We'll probably see Winston leave, probably, but who knows. And of course I'll be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the feeds, so look out for all of that good stuff, and I will see you next time.